I was asked whether or not the Constitution outreach teams will travel abroad to consult the Zimbabweans in the diaspora.
Well, the answer is very simple. We are consulting all Zimbabweans.
Oh, yes.
As long as they are in Zimbabwe.
Wow. Baba Mnini, we are Zimbabweans as well.
Oh.
Why should we not be consulted?
I have forgotten that we have got a diaspora in here.
You know what? There are more than 3 million Zimbabweans in the diaspora, in South Africa, in the UK, in the States.
We are not going to consult all those.
But why not? We have as much a right as the Zimbabweans at home to contribute ideas towards the writing of the new constitution. Is that not so, Constance?
You are right. It's your right and duty to contribute to the writing of the new constitution.
Come on, Constance. How can you ensure that the views of those Zimbabweans in America are their views and not the views of the Americans? Honestly, Constance, this is not wise, useful, and necessary to spend money traveling to America to correct foreign views.
Ha! And how are you going to ensure that the Zimbabweans you will be consulting are not simply airing the views of their political leaders?
Especially when members of parliament are allowed to address their constituencies before outreach teams get there. They will only tell them what to say.
The bloody senators will tell the people in their constituency, especially in their favor, that we must have a parliament and a bloody senate.
Even though we know a senate is really not necessary. That's why it was abolished in 1990.
Those are your own stupid personal views. The truth is that parliamentarians and senators have got a duty to discuss with their constituencies all issues to do with the making of...
I think the whole issue of Zimbabweans in the diaspora is actually bigger than the issue of consulting them. You know, they fear that if they consult them, then those Zimbabweans will request to vote while they're still in the diaspora. That's what they fear.
Bullshit. Why bother to consult people who are not in our country, man?
And people who will not be here to vote in the referendum.
Yes.
But why should Zimbabweans in the diaspora be denied the right to vote in the general elections and in the referendum?